Did you know that in some airports you can buy a giant bottle of water, but you can take it through the security just 5 minutes there later?
Exactly. Airports are full of strange rules. You have to remove your shoes sometimes, but not always. You should arrive early, but people still run to the gate every day.
And that's perfect for today's episode because we are going to learn something super useful in English. Modal verbs: can, should, and have to.
These are everywhere in real English, at airports, at work, when traveling, giving advice.
And honestly, if you don't use them, your English sounds very basic. So let's get started. You are listening to the Trainland podcast. I'm Johnny and I'm here with Vicky. And this is your place to learn English. So get your free class with the link that you can see here. Just go into trainland.com and get your free class with that link. And so you can also learn English with the best online school.
So don't miss the opportunity.
That's
Okay.
right.
Hello, everyone. I'm Vicky. I'm back again. How are you, Johnny?
I'm fine, Vicky. Happy to have you today on this English podcast. So it's very nice. Our friends know you from the Chinese English podcast, but also you are in the English podcast. So
Yeah, I'm everywhere.
you're everywhere. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So let us start with a fictional dialogue, right? Just I think we are going to be at the airport before a flight. So let's see how this works. Let's start.
Okay, Johnny, why do you always arrive so early at airports?
Oh, Biggie, because airports are stressful. You have to check everything.
True. Last year I almost missed a flight in Paris.
Really?
Yes, I was drinking coffee and suddenly they changed the gate.
Classic airport experience.
Exactly. Now I always check the screen.
Oh, that's a very good idea, Vicky. You should always check your passport before leaving home, also.
I know. One time I forgot it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and I couldn't travel.
Oh, that's terrible.
What about you? Any airport disasters?
Oh, yes. Once I had too much liquid in my backpack.
Oh, yes, you can't take large liquids.
Exactly. The security officer was very serious.
Well, security people always look serious.
True. And airport food is so expensive.
I know, you can buy a sandwich for 15 euros.
Yeah, and it's never good.
That's why you should eat before the airport.
Yeah, that's a good advice, Vicky.
Oh, by the way, where's our gate?
I think it's gate 12, B12.
Okay, we have to go now.
Ready?
Yes, boarding starts in 10 minutes.
See, as I told you, Vicky, airports are stressful.
Yes, I do agree with that.
It's true. I just every time I don't know. I don't know if it's the age or whatever, Vicky, but for me it's getting more and more difficult just to go to airports and flights. I hate it. I hate
Well,
it.
I still enjoy it, but I still get anxious sometimes.
Yeah. So let us go just to explain a little bit our grammar from the things that we have learned. We are going to talk about modal verbs.
Yes, today we are learning can, should, and have to. So these verbs are extremely common in English.
Fantastic. That's right. So let us start with can and here it is. Let's see. I think I got it here somewhere. Let's see. Let's show our friends the right the right slide. Here it is. So can. When do we use can? Well, we use can for, as you can see on the screen, ability, permission, and possibility. So you can say something like, "I can swim," or you can sit here, or we can travel tomorrow, or you can buy food at the airport. And then you got the canned, which is the it's a negative, no? So I usually teach my students to pronounce the difference between them. It's one is a can with an a, and then they have to remember Barbie and Ken, no, Barbie and Ken, can canned, no, that canned, like canned from Barbie, that's a negative one with a T at the end, no, canned. So you can't take liquids, you can't park here, or you can't smoke inside. And there are some common errors as well, especially with Spanish speakers. So for example, you hear sometimes, I can't to swim. No, you don't use here the infinitive at all. So it's I can't swim. Or I you can to go. No, you can't to go. No, you can go. And even sometimes English speakers, even natives say or commit common errors, no? Like for example, I can barely hear you, or you can actually do that. It's important just to remember that can changes meaning depending on the context.
Exactly. So now let's move on to should. So should is equal to advice. We use it for recommendations, opinions, or good ideas. So you can say, you should arrive early. You should check your passport. You should drink water. You should sleep more. And for the negative form, you have shouldn't. You can say it in this way. You shouldn't eat too much airport food, or you shouldn't wait until the last minute. And let's see some common mistakes we sometimes do. You can't say you should to go. You need to say you should go. Another common mistake is to say I should study more, but you have to say it in this way. Should I study more? So here the important thing is should is not a strong obligation. It's an advice.
Very good, fantastic. That's a good it's a good reminder. So now when you want to talk about obligation, you have to talk about have to, right? So have to use it for obligations, a real necessity, sometimes even rules, all right? Although must is also used for this, but we could include this as well. So some examples for this. Well, I have to work tomorrow. Okay, that's something that is an obligation. We have to show our passports. Yeah, when you go to the airport, you have to show your passport, or you have to go through security. That's another thing that you have to do. Okay, it's an obligation. And the negative form of have to is don't have to. This is an important point as well. When you say don't have to, this does not mean that it's prohibited. Okay, it's not saying that you are not allowed to. It means that it's not necessary. So when you say you don't have to pay now, it's not that it's prohibited to pay. It's only that you don't have to do it now. Okay, and a very common error with this is to say I have studied. You remember in the previous ones with the models can and should, we said no, don't say I can to do this. No, you don't use to, but with have. Well, you have to, okay? It's an obligation. I have studied. No, I have to study. Or she has to go. No, she has. Remember that with have, you have to use has if it's she, he, or it, right?
Very good, Johnny. And let's see the structure. So the structure is always after modal verb, we use the base verb. So it's correct to say can go, or should study, or have to wait. But it's wrong to say can go in, or should to study, or have working.
Fantastic. So let us compare a little bit what we have learned, okay? We said that can is just you express possibility or the ability of doing something. When you use should, you are giving an advice. And when you use have to, what you're saying or what you're expressing is that you are giving or it's an obligation, right?
Yes. Let's see more real life examples. You can say, you can buy coffee. You should arrive early. You have to show ID.
That's right. Or more examples. I can help you. You should rest. We have to leave now. She can drive. He should call his parents. They have to wait outside. So yeah, good comparisons. And let us go to the pronunciation tips. Okay, it's a little bit what we mentioned before. No, can is a weak sound in fast speech. Okay, so it's just can, and can't. You have to pronounce a strong T at the end. So to give an example, you say, I can go, or I can't go. So you need to listen that little T sound at the end. It's very important for listening.
Yes, so now it's your turn. How would you say in English, tienes que llegar temprano al aeropuerto? Think about it.
Yeah. ¿Y alguna vez te ha pasado esto? ¿Has this ever happened to you? You arrive late and suddenly everybody is already boarding? Well, tell us in the comments. Have you had an experience like that? Well, I think I had an experience like that many times.
I think everyone has.
Everyone, I think we all have had that, something like that. Okay. So then if you are enjoying our episodes or this one in particular, well, visit our website, trainen.com, to improve more your English with a 100% effective method and very complete e-learning platform.
Exactly. Or you can actually scan the QR right here to get your free class. So let's continue.
Fantastic. So let's go to our cultural talk. Oh, airport rules. An
Yeah.
amazing airport, Vicky. And I think you have visited some of them. Me too. But let's see our listeners. Maybe they also have traveled and
Yeah.
visited some of those. Let's find out.
So airports are a very strange are strange places, you know. Sometimes you can't sleep there. Sometimes you can't even find a chair.
It's true, and every airport has different rules. That's why today we are going to talk about things you have to do, right? Remember, obligation, things you should do. Okay, that's an advice, and some of the most interesting airports in the world.
Yes. So first, the important things. You have to arrive early. Like usually like 2 hours before for national flights and 3 hours before for international flights.
Also, you also have to show your passport, check your gate, and you have to go through security.
And sometimes you have to remove your belt, your shoes, or your laptop. So, useful English for airport. You have boarding pass, gate, terminal, security check, luggage, and passport control.
Fantastic, that's right. And things you shouldn't do. There are also things you shouldn't do. Like, for example, you shouldn't arrive late. You shouldn't leave your bag alone. You shouldn't joke about security. Yeah, there are certain words you should never use in an airport. And you shouldn't carry large liquids.
And very important, you shouldn't sleep near the gate if your flight starts boarding soon.
That's true. Okay, so let's talk about curious airport facts. Some airports are almost like cities.
Yeah, so let's see the Doha Airport, the Hamad International Airport. So this airport is very, very famous. It's modern and luxury and very big.
That's right. And here's something interesting. If you have a long stop, do you know that you can take a city tour?
Oh, yes. Through Discover Qatar, Passengers with 6 hours or more can visit Doha during transit. That's amazing.
Yes, you know, I did once, and it's really nice. So it's free, and it's super nice, but you have to go early. You have to be there because I think it's only the first 20 passengers or 30 passengers. It's not for everybody.
Oh, be quick then.
You have to be fast.
Yeah.
So Singapore, the Changi Airport. Well, many people say Changi Airport in Singapore is the best airport in the world.
Yeah, it has a waterfall, gardens, a cinema, and even swimming pools.
Wow, honestly, it looks more like a shopping center than an airport.
Yeah, let's move on to Japan, the Haneda Airport, which is also very famous. It's very clean, very quiet, and very organized.
Oh, people say it's one of the easiest airports to use. And trains connect the airport with the city very fast. So, yeah, interesting. And then let us talk about some of the most beautiful airports. For example, the Istanbul Airport. Very modern, huge, beautiful lights, luxury shops, giant terminals. Then the Dubai Airport, the busiest, one of the busiest airports in the world. Luxury everywhere, expensive shops, huge international flights. And the New Zealand, the Wellington Airport. Smaller, but famous because of the giant Hobbit and Lord of the Rings decorations. Of course, not everything was recorded over there. So,
Wow, that's really cool. Some airports are tourist attraction now.
That's right. Okay, let's talk about funny airport situations. Let's be honest, everybody has airport problems. And maybe if you had some of those, you can just mention on your on this note, ¿eh? Si no, si tienes alguno de estos, si has tenido alguna de estas situaciones, nos lo cuentas, porfa, ¿eh? Bueno, running to the gate, ir corriendo, forgetting liquids, llegas a pasar allí y tienes todos los líquidos por allí. Carrying too much luggage. Oh, yeah, this is a real problem, ¿eh? And sleeping in the airport.
Yes, true. Once I did sleep in the
No, me too.
airport. Another problem is also buying a sandwich for 18 euros.
Oh, that's terrible. Food, never buy food at the airport. Just bring a sandwich from home or eat something before because it's so expensive. Okay, so question for you. Just what's the best airport you have ever visited or maybe the worst? So write it on your comments.
And tell us what do you have to do before a flight?
Okay, so let us then talk. I mean, airports are stressful, but also very interesting places.
Yes, and now you can talk about them in English.
That's right. Excellent. So then, Vicky just brought to our minds that sentence in Spanish, tienes que llegar temprano al aeropuerto. Okay? So how would you say this? Bueno, dijimos que should is an advice, can is an ability. Aquí utilizaríamos an obligation. You have to. You have to arrive early at the airport. Sí, eso es una obligación, tienes que hacerlo.
Exactly. And one last question. Have you ever had to sleep at the at an airport?
Okay, one day you will tell your story and another day I will tell mine, okay? And
Sure.
then the listeners can just write something there. Okay. So what have we learned, Vicky, on this episode?
Well, we have learned how to use can, should, and have to.
That's right. And next episode, we will talk about the present continuous. So, and then we finished this very nice episode, podcast. But remember, prueba una clase privada, gratuita con nosotros. Te garantizamos que tenemos los mejores profes, la mejor plataforma de e-learning, porque somos la mejor academia online de idiomas. Y nada, pues escríbenos al link que ves aquí en la página o a la descripción o al QR, ese que está señalando Vicky por aquí. Así que estás en un clic de hablar como un nativo. Pues Vicky, it was a real pleasure, just to fly fly with you to
Yeah.
sell the different airports at this time. So it was amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.
That's right. Bye-bye.